today at federalnewsradio.com/Dorbeck Insider. I'm Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You're not feeling great, are you? You're feeling a little under the weather.
I'm feeling all right now.
Oh, of course. You're 100%.
I'm stuffy.
Yeah, you sound a little stuffy.
I've got the early summer cold.
Yeah, there's something floating around. There's a couple people I saw on Facebook, a couple people not feeling well, so well, you'll be fine. We have you on mega doses of vitamin C.
You do?
We will make sure
this
you get
it. Unbeknownst to me.
Yeah, we slip it in your coffee. Don't tell anyone.
That explains a lot. Thank you, Chris.
The Dorbeck Insider with Chris Dorbeck on Federal News Radio 1500 AM is brought to you by Tanberg. Tanberg, the new way of governing.
The Dorbeck Insider with Chris Dorbeck.
9 minutes past the hour. Good Wednesday. I know we all think it's Tuesday. We're all still stuck on that. Monday you had off. So yesterday was Tuesday. So today's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Lots of good stuff coming up for you on the show. Coming up later on, we're going to tell you about the Department of Health and Human Services Community Health Data Initiative. Really cool thing. Just launched this morning. They had a big Kathleen Sebelius, the HHS secretary, was there. And they demonstrated all sorts of tools about how to take this data and actually use it to make decisions. And we're going to tell you about a couple of those later on in this hour. We're also going to talk to a winner, not a winner. I keep saying winner. I think they have a good chance. As if I know anything. If you've ever traveled out west, you can go hours without going between towns, just hours driving. Well, the Social Security Administration faced that problem as well. How do you reach out to folks and so they can feel like they're not out there in the middle of nowhere and make sure they get the benefits that they deserve? So we're going to tell you, they came up with a unique solution, and we're going to tell you about that later on this hour. Also, in about an hour, we're going to talk to Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about disruptive technologies. What do you think of as terms of disruptive technologies? Well, how about a cell phone or even a PDA? And we're going to hear from an expert who says these technologies are actually the most disruptive since the printing press, and they actually have an impact on how you do your job. So we're going to hear about all of that coming up. But right now, census workers, they're continuing to, of course, knock on the doors across the country as the latest phase of the 2010 census continues. Census officials here in Washington say the decennial count of the nation's population is proceeding on schedule, and it's coming in under budget. But that doesn't mean that it's all been smooth sailing. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis joins us to report on a tale of IT bugs, really, and also fixes at the Census Department. And they actually were able to do things better as a result of this. Max?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. We got an operational progress report on the 2010 census from Dr. Robert Groves, the census director at the National Press Club today. Now, 1 month into the so-called non-response follow-up phase, where, as you pointed out, census workers are going door-to-door to catch those who didn't fill out and mail in their forms, he says they've had the added challenge of fixing the paper-based operation control system, something that would be of interest most to IT folks. We have a lot of IT folks listening to us here at Federal News Radio. Here's how he described the problem.
A high-risk software development from its beginning. In the early days of non-response follow-up, this system was not performing at the level we needed to finish this operation. We called in consultants from the outside in the operating system of this and in the database design of this system, and we have made improvements, I'm happy to say, in this system that allows me to report that check-in process that is so crucial to the completion of non-response follow-up is going much better. We are now checking in forms at the 500 local census offices at a rate that has never been performed in prior censuses.
Now, we had a chance to follow up with Dr. Groves during the Q&A session.
It permits the assignment of cases to interviewers and crew leaders. It permits the check-in of completed cases. It had functions in it that permitted the shipping of completed enumerator questionnaires off to our three processing centers. In the early days it became of the non-response follow-up phase, it became clear that that several of those functions were competing with one another in ways that degraded the performance. We brought in some outside experts and focused the attention of the developmental team on that. And most agree that the major cause of this is competition for control of access to individual data records in a pretty complicated database. So if one function grabbed control of a data record in order to update it, for example, it held control on that data record longer than it should have. So as you ramp up the number of users accessing the same data record, you began to see degraded performance. We've systematically, overnight, every night, tried to clean up those database characteristics and have done so to a degree that we can now say that we're processing at rates that we never imagined we could process. We've restricted the number of users on the system, but their productivity is so high, much higher than we ever thought, that we're checking in for the last 4 or 5 days. We'd have 2 million records that have been checked in every day. At that rate, we are just getting rid of this backlog. We're now ahead of schedule. Now, to do that, in addition to fixing those database control features, we also reviewed all of the functions that were performed by the software, and we jettisoned some. We had workarounds. For example, the shipping function is now handled not through this software system, but through an auxiliary software system that doesn't depend on that.
Now, when is the last time, Chris, you heard an agency head be able to understand a database problem at that level of granularity? I mean, he was able to talk about, you know, data call conflicts. Yeah.
It sounds like he's been dealing with the problem. So, I mean, it's a bit. And sometimes, you know, you think, okay, the scanners don't scan.
Yeah.
But it's almost impossible to. The amount of data that they have to scan.
Oh, sure.
Is enormous.
It's incredible. And this, it sounds to me like this was it was more than that. This is a back end system that was developed before Dr. Groves came on board to try to automate a lot of the processes of the 2010 census. You and I have both covered a lot of stories over the last few years about how many problems they had with those developments. Here's a case of one of those pieces of software that was developed that way. They were able to fix the bugs through a very nice software assurance process. Later on, he told me that they brought in people from Oracle because it's an Oracle database. Mm-hmm. They brought in people from Red Hat because the operating system for the hardware was Linux. And he said these people came in. Some of them worked under the auspices of the contract for this database. Others were working on other projects inside of the Census Bureau and came in and said, "Oh, well, we think we can help you out here." So they came in and worked things out. They were also able to streamline their processes. He described to me afterwards, we were just chatting after the press briefing, and he said, "Oh, well, you know, we were also able to determine that one of the best things for the software developers to do was to actually sit down with the people who are operating the software and to see what they were doing, and they identified more problems that way than if they were sitting back at their consoles just watching, you know, system data going past their monitors."
Wow.
And we were talking about this before, you know, during the newscast at the top of the hour. After all the problems that that the Census Bureau has had over the last several years with hardware and software and things like that, it's actually kind of refreshing to have to be able to tell a story like this, that they were, you know, just through a little bit of ingenuity. I mean, Dr. Groves is working directly with the Census CIO and also the Department of Commerce CTO directly. They've got a little task force between the three of them, and they work on this problem every day. And they said that they're trying to make sure that this process works more smoothly every day. Now to the point where they're processing 2 million records almost every day.
Why didn't all those people send their things in? It would make it so much easier.
It probably would.
And it would have saved all sorts of money.
That's right. That's right.
You said under budget. They came coming in under budget.
Under
as
budget.
Well?
That's right. They're actually emailing me some information, and we're going to try to include it in our story for the Federal Drive tomorrow. But the training budget for the enumerators came in about 24% under budget,
wow.
And also this non-response follow-up is also under budget, and they're just a little bit ahead of their schedule.
Very nice. More tomorrow.
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, and on federalnewsradio.com.
Thank you, Max.
Anytime, Chris.
It's